This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3222 for Tuesday the 8th of December 2020. Today's show is entitled, Musings About Writing a Book About the Odoo Software Suite. It is hosted by Jerome Payton, and is about 27 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, how I started writing again after 20 years, and this time about the Odoo Software.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi guys, this is Jerome Betton again with another story. And this one is, it's about software, it's about Python in a way, but it's also just a story, how things sometimes happen. So picture this, I don't know if I've told you this before, but I can't remember, so I'll just tell you anyway. That was the Ubicon conference in the northern part of Spain in 2018, so 2 years ago. And I submitted a proposal to do a talk about the Hercules mainframe emulator. And I got invited, so I did my talk there. But I also met another Dutch guy, actually two of them. And we started talking. Turned out that he once had a pretty big company, and he sold it all off, and he was now into open source. He loved doing new and innovative projects with open source. And so we started talking, and it was a nice conversation. When I returned home, about 2 months later, I got a call from him, and he said, "Listen, I want you to write a book." Nay, he told me, "Would you be willing to write a book about Odoo?" Now, what Odoo is, we'll come to that later. But this is first a preliminary story, right? And my answer was simply no, because writing a book in IT is seldom. So the revenue that you get from writing a book in IT is seldom interesting enough to warrant all the effort. And if you want to do that as a day job, you best to try to write a bestseller, you know, for the general public, because then the number of copies that are being sold is far outnumbers the amount of copies sold if it would be a book on IT. So I said no, I declined his offer politely, and we started talking. But because, well, he knew I'd written books before, and it was a lovely chap. And somewhere in the middle of the discussion, my wife, she's a project manager, or was a project manager at the time. She's now an IT manager, but she was a project manager at the time. And she said, "Yeah, but this is just a project." And this other guy said, "Yeah, it's just a project." I said, "Oh, well, are you willing to pay an hourly rate for me writing a book?" "Yeah, sure." Well, that changes the story considerably. So we got to talk, discussing that, and in the end, we found a middle ground. I would be willing to write a book for him, and my rate would be lower than usual, because well, why not? and I loved writing a book, just that I couldn't at if if this would have happened with another formula, it just wouldn't have warranted the effort, but now it did. So we were in agreement and I started writing a book. Okay, so this podcast, I'm now 4 minutes away already, but this podcast is not about me trying to sell this book. Really, it isn't. This is just a podcast for HPR, like all the other podcasts I've made. So if you feel like buying the book later on, be my guest. I mean, who am I to decline that? But if you don't, really, no worries. This is just where I wanted to share with you the sort of journey that I made during this project. So I talked early on a podcast about writing books using AsciiDoc. So I will not repeat that because there are other podcasts discussing that. Let's circle back to this Odoo. So what is that? Because that was the subject of the book. Well, this my client wanted. He had sold his company, but his company was a business that was in 30 countries, 30, 30, selling a product, and everything was automated on the business side with this Odoo software. And he very strongly felt that every new and starting business and entrepreneur should be made aware of the existence of this software, so everybody could start a business, use this software to automate everything in the administration and logistics department. So what is Odoo? Well, Odoo started about 15 years ago, I believe. Don't pinpoint me on exact numbers. And it started in Belgium, and it started as open source. At that time, it was called OpenERP, OpenERP. It still is open source. And it grew and it thrived. And by now, I believe they have some 2 million users worldwide. So it's a pretty big ecosystem. And this company now has two versions of the software, and that's Odoo Community Edition and Odoo Enterprise Edition. And for the Enterprise Edition, of course, you need to pay. I understand that. It's the business model. At some point in time, the community grew so large that there became the need for an organization to sort of manage and bundle the community. So that was the OCA, OCA, the Odoo Community Association. And that got started a couple of years ago. And they started developing add-ons for the Odoo software as well. Completely open source. Now, fast forward to today. You have your community edition that has some hardwired dependencies on functionality from the Odoo company. And so you can easily start with the community edition, but pretty soon when you go into the more advanced functionality, you get redirected to the website of the Odoo company, and they ask you to subscribe to the Enterprise Edition, which I understand that they want to do it that way. At the same time, on GitHub, there is a pretty huge repository of plugins and add-ons created by the Odoo Community Association that extends and sometimes replaces functionality of the Enterprise Edition in the Community Edition. So if you mix and mesh the Community Edition with certain add-ons from the OCA, you can have a functional, very rich environment at a cost of zero. You also see that the company, the Odoo company, understands this ecosystem, and they are always looking around to keep everything in a balance. So the balance is where they have, of course, their interest in gaining revenue from customers, understandable. And at the same time, they see the added benefit and value of an Odoo community association that promotes and extends the software. And sometimes the really successful add-ons from the Odoo community association are, and since they are open source, are integrated default into the community edition. The request that I got was, can you write a book for starting entrepreneurs that uses a recipe with the community edition and specific Odoo community association add-ons to get a system that is usable for a large amount of starting entrepreneurs? And they had a list that I could use, and I started writing. And after a couple of months, because I was writing on and off with other projects intertwined, and at some point the job was done, and the book was finished. I decided on the title "Jumpstart Your Business with Odoo," because I think that sort of appeals to starting, to beginning entrepreneurs. And I also decided on, well, you know, the sentence that sometimes in software, it's like eat your own dog food, right? So after I wrote the book, I decided that first of January this year, 2020, I decided to use this for the administration of my own very small company. I've also been using it in my daily work. And I must say, it works. The other thing is that this my client is a Dutchman, like I am. And he wanted the book to be at first in English, so it could have a very broad audience. But you have to decide on a country configuration for not the language, because you can easily change per user the language that you like in the GUI. Now, you also have to decide, well, this installation or instance is geared towards, let's say, the Dutch tax law environment. So at the moment we have this first edition, this first book. So it's based on version 12. It's in English, and it is focused on a configuration for use in the Netherlands, which I know it's just a random country in a way. Now that this is done, I'm working on the translation of the book to Dutch, which should be easy for me as being Dutch. And at the same time, I'm looking around for people who can help me and tell me what mix of Odoo community association add-ons and modules I need to support entrepreneurs in another country to also start using Odoo. Yeah, because in Belgium, in France, in Germany, they all have, in a way, different tax laws. So I need people in other countries that can discuss with Oka Odu Community Association members in that country to come up with a list of add-ons and modules that you need in that specific country, to please mail me that information so I can also create a new edition in a way targeted to another country. Now you might think that that will make me a millionaire, but I really and seriously doubt that. But it's just that I think that this is a promising project. It's this it's relatively easy to for me to create another version for focused or targeted on another country. Because I used Git as a source revisioning, and I used AsciiDoc for the AsciiDoctor, to be exact, for the source code of the book. So if I get a list for a specific country of add-ons needed, I can switch the language to that language. I can replace the screenshots of the modules that are generic. I can document the add-ons for that specific country, and then I have another edition for another country. And well, since you're listening to this, you're probably a hacker just as I am, so I probably don't have to tell you that I'm not into this for the money. It's just, this is fun, simple and plain fun to do and to write. So, if you feel inclined and you want to help out, please do so. I think it's clear what I would love you to do, or like you to do. If you don't, but you just find this interesting, well, okay, that's good enough. I mean, that was the main idea behind this podcast, to tell you a little bit about this software. Okay, what can it do? What does it entail to automate your business? Well, you have your contact list with all your clients and firms, both suppliers and clients. You have a module for invoicing, which relates to products. You have a module for website, so you can run your website from the same Odoo application, and they have a really, really fancy website design module with blocks where you can say, okay, I want this block to be text on one side and a picture on another, or I want only text, or I want this a title in a specific size. And you can even with a couple of settings, you can attach it to the unsplash.com website. And unsplash.com is a site with high quality, license free. Well, there is of course a license, but the license is you can use it like open source, you know, it's free to use, of pictures. So you can very easily integrate Unsplash pictures into your website design, and it's not like they're redirected to the picture on the Unsplash site. No, they're downloaded, so they're on your server, and you serve them to your clients. There is a web shop functionality in there. There, basically, if you install the Community Edition, you get a sort of a blank canvas with one application being the contact list, because that's where you always would start with. And there is the apps module, and in the apps module you can install additional functionality, and right out of the box there are, the I'm not kidding you, 360 different add-ons to choose from. With the there's always a default search filter that sort of filters that, but if you remove that default search filter, which is very easy to do with a click of a button, with a click of the mouse, you get access to the 360 add-ons. And behind this in software, it sort of is like, if you install an add-on, this add-on can register itself, it can register the data it uses, it can register the relation it has with other add-ons or modules. I'm still not sure how to call them, but they are the same. Blocks of functionality would also be a good description. And they register themselves to the ORM layer and to the base application of Odoo. So it's relatively easy to extend functionality, to mix and mesh modules. And it has an internal dependency management system. So if you install, for instance, a web shop, that means you also need to, for automatically, invoicing will be installed as well, and products will be installed as well. But if you are a small entrepreneur, and let's say you're a hairdresser, you don't have much of a stock that you sell, maybe a couple of products that fit on one shelf, you don't need a logistics warehouse module, right? So you don't add that. But you do generate invoices, or you use the point of sale module because you have a shop, or maybe you are self-employed like I am, and you send invoices on a monthly basis. Okay, sure, no problem. Or you have a subscription with a client with a monthly invoice for a specific amount. You enter that as a contract into Odoo, and it will automatically invoice the client for you. You don't have to think about it twice. There is so much functionality in there, and this client of mine, he is at this moment paying developers to create extra modules, and because he believes in open source, all those functionality is simply released to the Odoo Community Association and to the world. And he is not the only one. So the ecosystem of functionality grows and grows. If you want to interact with it, there is an Odoo RPC library that's Python, because Odoo is written in Python, okay, with PostgreSQL database. So you can import the Odoo RPC library, and then you can request information for objects in the Odoo application, and you can add objects, and Odoo will check if you're not doing something illegal. Well, up to a certain point, of course, but pretty good. So you can hook it up to your own internal systems if you like. I've become pretty enthusiastic about the functionality of Odoo. It's an amazing ecosystem of software that you can use to start a business, or well, maybe switch if you like to. And there is a large body of service suppliers that can help you out, because I'm just a writer, you know, I'm not the implementer. This is fun to work with and to use even. There is a CRM library, so you can do your customer relationship management, you know, with self-employed only, well, then you know your clients, and that's easy. But if you have, let's say, 10 salespeople, you need something to structurize your sales funnel, and it's all in there. A decent amount of reporting. You have default a number of visualization tools like graphs. You can store popular report configurations for later use to later easily use again. There is Well, there's a lot to play with. Well, maybe you don't have a business and you just want to sniff at the software, you know, and get a feel for it. Download and install. Use the installation as described on the odoo.com website and install the community edition and play around with it. And if you say, yeah, but I want to disconnect this and I want to disconnect it from the Odoo company because there are some intertwined things, yeah, then it's hard to explain, but yeah, I would advise read my book. But like I said again and again and again, I'm not telling you this now as a sales pitch. I'm really not. It's just there are things that you can't describe in a podcast, but there are certain Oka modules that will help you in getting your instance not intertwined with the Odoo company website. Okay, and I have no problem propagating that behavior and that configuration, because I think that at some point in time, let's say when your starting business has grown and grown and grown, at some point maybe you have 50 people working there, and you're using the HR module, and you're using the timesheets module, and you're using the project management module, and you're using the expenses module, and at some point you will discover that yeah, it's time to switch to the Enterprise Edition and use one of the commercial consultancy firms, Odoo Business Partners, to help you with the switch and become an Enterprise Edition user. But by then you have a turnover that legitimizes that switch. So it's all good and it's all in balance and yeah, happy. But I hope you get the point that I'm making with this. If not, well, you know, if you have additional questions or like to know more, just put a note in the comments and I'll respond to it with an extra episode. I'll also put down the URL to the book in the notes. I can't stress this enough. This is not a sales pitch. It's just if you want to know more, there is a book available, but you don't need to. You can also ask the question in the comments of the podcast and I'll make another episode. Okay? So I hope you enjoyed me explaining this little gem of wisdom and knowledge. and I hope you have a nice day and maybe talk to you again. Okay? Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.